嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，由开言英语为你带来。
Hey guys, I am a native speaker named Adam. And today, I would like to talk to you about things that native speakers like me never say.
Never say never, Adam.
That's a good point.
好了，但我们今天就想分享一些，对，可能是我们在英语的教科书呀，或者我们有一些 misinformed ideas about English, 然后我们自己制造的一些说着很顺理成章的英语，但其实 native speakers 不会这样讲，对吗？好，那今天的节目呢非常的有用，也希望通过今天的节目呢可以帮你纠正几个可能常犯的英语错误啊。好，那大家就 stay tuned。 那正式开始节目前呢，我还是要号召呼吁大家一下，如果你喜欢我们的节目呢，一定要关注我们的公众号开言英语，因为今年是第三年快四年做这个公众号，所以真的从我们第一篇的推送，每一次的这个节目，每一次的文字是累积了很多好的内容啊，这些内容都非常的有价值，所以呢希望大家关注我们以后也有时间可以去回扫一下之前的好内容，相信你也可以学到很多。 OK, let's officially start our show today. So how are you, Adam?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the perennial topic, and it's really interesting just because usually when a native speaker says fine, they don't mean fine.
Oh, 对啊，好像 native speakers 说 fine 的时候都是很生气的。
Most of the time, right? Like,
比如说 Adam, I need you to work this weekend and next.
Oh, I can't do that, Jenny, I'm sorry.
You have to.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. Or the thing I think about too is like maybe a couple arguing.
Oh, right.
You know, like, fine, fine, we'll go to the pizza place again, fine.
对，就特别不情愿的那种，是吧？所以 native speakers 他们到底说什么呢？比如人家问你 how are you?First of all, do native speakers say how are you?
Yeah, of course.
这个是最常用的。Or how are you doing?
How are you doing? How's your day going?
对，那很重要的回答。
Okay, so I guess the best thing I would say is probably just, I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
所以也是很简单的。
Yeah.
I'm good.
See, a lot of people will also say I'm well. And that is one thing. I'm not going to tell you guys not to say that, but it is something that's always bugged me.
Why does it bug you, like, grammatically?
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess if somebody says, like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing well.
Oh,
but just, like,
that's right.
How are you? Well. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm well.
所以 native speaker Adam 告诉大家最常用的、最安全的一个回答就是 I'm good.
Good or I'm well. Just don't say it to me.
那你可以讲 I'm great 也行啊。
Great, yeah, I'm great. Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, I usually say not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
不错。
Yeah.
这个好中国呀。
Yeah, yeah.
然后讲到那个 and you, 我觉得英文里面可能很多时候就只会说 I'm good, you?
Yeah, just forget about the and.
And, 对。
Yeah, just fine. Like, even if you want to say fine, like that's the word you really want to use, that's fine. But just say like, fine, you?
对，就那个 and you 有点怪、
yeah.
是吧
right, yeah.
有点 forced、
yeah. 像 and you
特别机械的那个感觉、
oh, you know there's one question we get a lot too. It might seem a little bit off topic, but just indulge me for a second. We get this question so much. What's the difference between how about you and what about you? So like, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. What about you? Is that wrong? It's not wrongYou can say, how about you? What about you? They're both okay. You can also just say, you?
You?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier. Like, oh yeah, I'm good, you?
这个其实我也感觉到有的时候我们有一个误区，就是这个句子越长，词越难，英语越好。But it's not always true, right?
No.
And in fact, especially in daily life,、越短的越方便的、
right.
我觉得还是更常用，你更容易学也更容易说出来。
Oh, yeah.
所以我真的是特别鼓励大家 start with these shorter, simpler phrases.、
Yes.
对，就是 I'm good, you?
Yeah, you.
对，好，那在接下来我们要讲的一个 native speakers 不会说的英语呢，可能是 更常和我们中文习惯有关。
Yeah, so I mean this happens, with every language, but China is great because of one little phrase. No why.
没有为什么吗?
Right, but we don't have a no why.
我觉得就中文里面这整个没有它的搭配它是非常的 universal,、mm. 对吧、
right.
比如老师我为什么要做功课呀没有什么为什么
Yeah, no why.
诶其实我儿子以前在上海游泳学校里面有个教练就挺 tough 的然后每次小朋友就说老师我为什么还要游十圈老师就说没有什么为什么。no why teacher.
Yeah.
我讲到 teacher, 这个也是等一下我们要说的对。
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've been called,teacher and it's sort of like it's just funny because you wouldn't say like fireman banker Steve
那我们还是 stick with the no why、
okay.
那整个没有的这个概念哈一个是没有为什么还有我觉得也常常 no reason
no reason sounds much better、
嗯、
yeah
so no reason is
no reason、okay. but I mean again if you're in that situation with the student being like teacher why do we have to do homework、
嗯、
the teacher won't say no reason it's kind of more like why were you late today oh no、
嗯、
reason and justIt was late.
嗯嗯，所以就不太会用 no why, no reason 作为回、
right.
回应，是吧？嗯、还有一个就不用谢。
Oh yeah, yeah.、This one's interesting because we obviously have a phrase no thanks or no thank you.
But 比如说你现在想喝水吗？
啊、no thank you.
嗯，就现在不需要。
Right, yeah. But then this idea of like you don't need to thank me.
啊。
Yeah, we don't say no thank you here. I mean, you could say like no need. Like that's fine. But yeah, like no thank you.
Adam, thank you so much for answering my question.
No thank you. yeah, it would be really confusing for someone who had never really encountered that before. It would just, yeah, oh, thank you very much. No thank you.
So 就是 oh, 你可以说 there's no need.To say thank
yeah,
you.
No need. Just no need.
Oh, just no need.
Yeah, no need. Yeah, that's fine. Or just, I mean, like, no worries, no problem, you know, the usual kind of.
Oh, anytime.
Anytime.
对啊。然后讲到这个 thank you 或者 thanks 呢还有一个是你跟我说你在中国听到过的。
Well, this is not just a Chinese thing. I mean, in fact, when I think about this one, yes, it definitely involves Chinese people, but a lot of, like, Eastern Europeans and Russian people will always say, thanks God.Thanks God.
Thank God. 谢天谢地那个吗?
Thanks God.
但是会说 thanks.
They want to say thank God.
Yeah, like, thank God.
Like, oh, it's so good that, you know, that you made it.
对 Thank God Adam is not late today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Maybe I was late because, you know, traffic was really bad and my car, broke down. But thank God,
I'm not late.
Well, right? thank God, like a police officer was driving by and saved me.
就重要的是这里就是Thank God.
Yeah.
谢天谢地不是 thanks,
thanks
God.
Thanks God, yeah.、It's weird. I mean, it's a weird one, but it's just, it's a habit that we have. Oh, you're here, thank God.
嗯，是是是。好，那现在我们来讲讲前面说到的那个 teacher 啊，直接用这个人的 job title 去当面的称呼他。
嗯、WC Cleaner Richards.
不是，我觉得中文里面我们会直接比如陈老师、王老师，对吧
?Right.
Adam 老师
Adam teacher
嗯，或者那个公司的管理层、
right.
陈总王总是吗
Oh yeah all the managers and...
对你会当面叫他但是在英语里面 You never use someone's job title to refer to them、
mm, Very rarely
对就是 face to face、mm. 对吗
Like the only one I can think of is like a doctorOr
president.
The president or like a police officer.
对就是其他的我们讲到的那种工作比如像老师、
mm.
学生或者家长要叫老师的话都不会说 teacher 某某某。
Right. Well, it's so funny too because I think a lot of people, they know that I don't want to be called、Adam teacher.、
Mm.
So they'll try teacher Adam. I think maybe that's better.
对也不对吗
No, of course, it's just Mr. Like,Well, then someone might say, like, Mr. Adam. I got that a lot, too.
对所以英文里面叫老师的话通常就是有 Mr., Miss, 或者 Ms.
Mrs.
但是后面要跟他的姓他的 last name,、
right.
而不是 first name.
Mr. Adam.
What's your last name?
Richards.
Mr. Richards.
Mr. Richards. That's my dad.It's not me.
Well, it's also you.、Oh. Come on. 好，那比如说你是一个什么总经理什么的，我们也不会叫你 Manager Richards.
Manager Richards, yeah.
CEO Richards.
CEO Richards.
Even with CEO, 也不会直接那样。
Well, like, think about like Mark Zuckerberg, right? Like, no one would call him like, ah,、oh, Zuckerberg, CEO.
没错，所以就是如果这种人你是跟他比较熟的话呢，就直接用他们的 first name.
Hey, Mark, you owe me money.
在英语里面可以说 you're on first name basis.
Mark, Markster,、right? Markarama.
就很熟，然后如果不熟的话呢，或者、要表达尊重就是 Mr.
Zuckerberg.
OK, 好，那接下来我觉得我们可以总结一些就是 culturally, 文化上面因为中美文化的差异导致的一些就 native speakers 不会说的东西。
OK, this is a good one, this is a good one.Jenny, have you eaten?
吃了吗？对，因为我们在中文里会用这个当成 greeting, 打招呼。
Right.
英文里面。
No, I mean, it's just going to be very literal. Like, if you're coming to my home and it's around lunchtime or dinner time, like, have you eaten? Should we get some food? It's very practical. But the actual greeting, it would just be hello.
对对。所以我觉得总结就是 native speakers 不太会说就像你说很 practical, 他们的这个英语就是很实际不会用其他的事情来代表另外一件事情、对吧然后还有一点就是 they don't state the obvious,、especially 比如 weight, 体重啦、然后你看起来是不是哎呀最近很憔悴啦老了啦这些就比较 negative 的都不会讲出来。
Yeah, I mean, I put a picture on WeChat a week or two ago, and everybody just said the same thing, 老了。It's like, oh, 老了。
我也是啊因为真的老了。就文化上面我觉得 native speakers, well, definitely they can see that, but
they wouldn't say it. Yeah,
they wouldn't say it.
Never say it, yeah, but I mean, I guess they also could have said like, oh, Adam, you've gained weight.
对因为我觉得中文里面比如放了一个长假以后、很多人会胖了然后朋友见我们会说哎呦好像有点吃胖啦什么最近胖了但英文里面真的就是这种比较 negative 的呢 just don't
Yeah, you don't need to say it.
Reveal it.
It is funny though that if someone was a little fat to begin with and lost some weightWe probably would say something then, like, hey, you lost some weight, you look great.
对因为 they look great.
It's positive, right? You look old and tired and fat.
哦还有一个我觉得 native speakers 不会说的就是比如慢走。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
请坐哟。
Yeah.
比如到你家做客 native speakers 绝对不会说。
Walk slowly.
please be seated. Please well, take
yeah,
a seat.
Yeah, it's weird. Or even just the idea of just saying please.Like by itself, you know, like after me, kind of just like, yeah, please, please.
对英文你们说 after.
After me or whatever. I mean, you lead the way. There's many ways to say it, but we would never, the only time we ever say please by itself is if we're begging someone, you know, like, please, Jenny, please give me a raise. Please.
好那最后呢当然还有一些就比较 private matters, 啊比较隐私私人的东西。这个大家应该很熟悉了比如说 money matters, right? What's your salary?
Right.
How much is your rent?
Right.
How much is your mortgage?
Right.
How much is your car?
Yeah, just anything. Although this one, you know, you're always going to meet people who really care about money. And so for them, you can kind of tell who these people are, right? You like my watch? You like my watch? Like they really want you to
ask.
But most people, I think, would rather not talk about how much money they make, how much rent they pay, anything like that.
What about, 就是你结婚了没有？有没有孩子的？
I mean, people do ask it. It seems a lot more common in China. This one's tough because I've just heard it so many times. So I think in my mind, I think that all Chinese people ask this question and no native speakers ever ask this question. But I think the truth is, it's fine.
Are you married? 这些
yeah.
Are you seeing anyone? Are you single? 这些是 OK.
But maybe not the first or second question you ask someone. Hi, nice to meet you. Do you married?
对就是可能要熟一点以后、yeah. 是吧才会问啊。
Right.
或者就是很多自己就告诉人家。
Well, you think probably if someone is married, they probably will tell.
Or have a ring on their finger.
Probably have a ring on their finger.
Right.
Yeah.
好，那今天分享了一些不仅是语言上的差异，更多的其实是背后文化上的差异。我觉得我们只是 cover 了一小部分 because this is a vast topic.
That's right.
而且这个我觉得真的就是 takes years to really learn 在什么场景下说什么、啊、怎么样 behave 才是最适合那个文化，最适合那个语言的。这也就是为什么像我们开言英语不是那种短期的学习、而是觉得真的要把英语学好，就整体的获得这个语言的话，你还是要长期的，就是把它融入你的日常生活啊，每天学一点，每天接触一点，既学到了英语，又了解到了不一样的文化背景。那所以如果你也认同这个理念的话呢，可以先来免费试用一下我们的会员课程，在我们的微信公众号菜单里面就有按钮，你可以点击。我们会员课程都是由北美的主播外教为大家进行编写和录制的，然后在 APP 里面你可以学习，还有很多贴心的学习功能啊，所以千万别错过了。感谢大家的收听， We will see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.